sometimes people think about what Jesus' childhood might have been like, and there really isn't very much written in the Bible about that. So people kind of have to use their imagination. And one of the things that they sometimes wonder about is, how is it that Mary and Joseph, with such a small child, were able to make the long journey all the way to Egypt and to get there safely? And when people think about that, sometimes they think, well, maybe the reason that that was happened okay was that early in the journey, Mary and Joseph might have come to an oasis where other travelers were gathering, maybe a big caravan of camels and merchants and traders and all kinds of people who had actually been to Egypt before and knew the way and were able to carry lots of supplies so that they could survive on the trip. And maybe it was that the leader of that caravan noticed Mary and Joseph and the baby and happened to get a glimpse of those really fabulous gifts that the Magi had brought and given the baby. And maybe this caravan master thought, they seem to have quite a bit of gold. Maybe if I make them part of my group, by the time we get to Egypt, some of that gold might be my gold. Well, if that's what happened, maybe the camels, when they caught sight of these travelers joining their group, were completely horrified and disgusted to see that a donkey was going to be traveling with them. A donkey, they might have muttered to each other. A donkey's not majestic. A donkey can't carry water. That little donkey's way too small to keep up with us. He can't walk fast enough. He's never going to make it across the desert. Oh, it's so embarrassing to be seen with a donkey. I know, they said to each other, let's just pretend we don't see him. Let's not even talk to him. But what would have happened when those camels got a glimpse of baby Jesus and his mother, and when that little baby kicked and waved and smiled and reached up to touch them? And what might have happened when they heard Joseph talking to them with such kind and encouraging words, not like the words of the people who were usually in charge of them and urging them along through the desert? Perhaps when they felt the touch of little Jesus and felt warmer and happier and safer than they've ever felt, they might have forgotten all their resolve to not talk to the little donkey. They might have turned to him and said, you brought these people here. Who are they? And who is that amazing baby? And of course, the donkey would have happily told them, that baby is the good shepherd, the one that God had promised to send into the world. Now he's here. Well, that wonderful news would have changed everything about the camel's attitude and approach. So when the soldiers came riding into the camp where the caravan was, the camels might have bunched all around Mary and Joseph and the baby to hide them so they could not be seen by the soldiers. And when the donkey got really tired as they walked day by day through the desert, maybe Mary and the baby would take turns riding on different camels so the donkey wouldn't have to carry so much. And when he got so thirsty and so hot, maybe they slowed down on purpose so that the little donkey could keep up and Joseph walking beside him. And when the sandstorms came, maybe they helped the little donkey to find a place where Mary and Joseph and the baby could be safe from all that blowing wind and harsh sand. And probably the camels would not have been surprised if by the time they got to Egypt, the master of the caravan decided to spend a few extra days helping Joseph find a job and helping Mary and Joseph and the baby find a place to live. The camels had noticed along the course of the journey that the chief camel driver and master of this whole caravan had become a lot more patient and compassionate and kind than he had been at the beginning of the journey. Then again, the camels had changed a lot too, and they were really glad for even a few extra hours or an extra day or two to spend near that beautiful baby and with their really good friend who they so admired and appreciated, Mary's little gray donkey. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Can you hold the hands of the person sitting next to you? Excellent. Holy God, your love in the world transforms and inspires us to become our best selves. It's our joy to place ourselves in the service of your love. May we always carry in our hearts the words of Jesus, who grew up to say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor and has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. In his promise of your favor, we pray. Amen. All right, have fun in Sunday school.